Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Ben, whenever we run diabetes recipes in the magazine, they are very, very popular. Or if we send a daily recipe out with a diabetic-friendly recipe, it's incredible the amount of hits and opens we get. And we've discovered a new book that's going to launch in the next couple of weeks by Amanda Bilson. She's the wife of celebrity chef Tony Bilson. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you.
Now, this is an interesting book because it's a whole range of chefs, and I guess most of them are your friends. But tell us the name of the book.
The name of the book is At My Table. The subtitle is Delicious Recipes from 60 Celebrated Chefs for People with Diabetes.
Now, that's a whole lot of chefs cooking diabetic recipes. How long have you been collecting them?
Well, the thing is, we started working on the book a couple of years ago when the Diabetes Centre asked me and Yanni if we'd like to be involved in a fundraising project. Mm. And we, round the table, we came up with the idea of, because we know so many people in the industry, Yanni and me, of actually just writing to a few of our chef friends and saying, would they be interested in donating a couple of recipes, particularly if they had any connection to diabetes?
Mm.
And I had this extraordinary response, because we just tested the water by, you know, emailing three or four of our mates, or I did, and I just got this incredible response. Oh, I'd love to contribute. You know, my dad's a diabetic. Mm. Or my, everybody had, you know, 6 degrees of separation from the disease. Mm. And so within, you know, then we started seriously collecting recipes and writing off to Yanni, to all his chef mates, me to mine. But we wanted to have a national audience. So we approached chefs not just in Sydney, but all around the country.
It's interesting, though, that one in four Australians, which is quite scary, over 25, have diabetes. Now, you are even a diabetic yourself.
Yes, yes, I've had the disease. Well, I don't like to call it a disease, actually, but I've had the condition for over 40 years. 1968, I was diagnosed at the age of 15.
So it's on the rise, isn't it? Is it because people are getting tested more regularly for this type of thing?
I don't know whether it's because they're getting tested more regularly or because lifestyle factors actually making people more prone to the disease. I think, you know, when I was a child, you know, only children got type 1 diabetes and type 2 was restricted to people who were, you know, getting into middle age or were a little bit overweight. But now all those barriers have been fudged because older people are getting type 1 diabetes and younger people are getting type 2. So it's just, it's sort of, I know it's epidemic proportions, but all the, it seems to cross all the barriers now, and I don't really know the reason for that.
There's so much more media, though, isn't there? Like, I just know in terms of the stories we do in both, you know, smart eating and health, you know, I went on and looked at mindfood.com, and we really do so many more stories in and around diabetes because, as Ben said, there are so many more sufferers out there. In terms of the cookbook, you've been working with St. Vincent's Hospital, is that right?
Yes, and the Diabetes Centre at St. Vincent's Hospital is the centre that's looked after me for many, many years. And it's a centre in the Garvan Institute, you know, next door to, it's not in the hospital, it's sort of close by to the hospital. And it has this wonderful centre with diabetes nurse educators and nurses. And if you're feeling like, you know, you've had it or you're frustrated or you just, things are going wrong and your blood sugars are all out of whack, you can just wander in there, not even with an appointment, and they're always there to help you.
Well, Amanda, thank you very much for joining us today. At My Table, of course, the funds for that will go to help the patients and their families and carers at the Diabetes Centre at St. Vincent's Hospital. Great cause, and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye.
There we go. We've just been chatting with Amanda Bilson there about her brand new book, At My Table. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.